Justin Wigg says it took about 3 years of being out of the Marine Corps before he stopped having the dream.
You could ask just about any military vet if they've ever had that dream, and they'll know what you're talking about. It's that dream where you wake up in the middle of the night and you are like, oh, shit, I don't know where my rifle is.
Wigg is now 28 and no longer worried about getting chewed out for not having his gun handy. He's got a corporate job, a suburban townhouse, and a curious brindle greyhound named Sheriff who seems to really dig my microphone.
Okay, that's not a chew toy. Hey.
And for the record, he no longer sleeps with his gun at arm's length, as he often did during his two tours in Iraq. Now, he keeps it in a blue plastic carrying case tucked inside his bedroom wardrobe, loaded.
So, this is a Sig Sauer P226 in .40 caliber. It's a full-frame handgun. Those are .40 caliber bullets.
He unloads the pistol and sets it on his bed, which is draped with a big blanket featuring the Marine Corps logo. When he first got out, Wigg says not carrying a gun made him feel kind of naked, like when you forget your cell phone at home. He says he'd probably carry a concealed weapon if Illinois law allowed it, like a lot of his buddies in other states did when they got out of the service.
And part of it probably is because of that dream feeling and that I've had a gun stuck to my hip for the last 4 years, you know, like why not just go buy a pistol and keep myself calm with that sense of safety.
Now, I should disclose that I actually went to middle school with Justin Wigg, though we were never close. We hadn't talked in about 15 years until we reconnected on Facebook when he heard I was doing this story. The suburb we grew up in, Roselle, Illinois, is the kind of place where most of the kids I knew had never even fired a gun. Wigg says his first time wasn't until basic training. As we sit in his living room in Schaumburg, Wigg pops in a DVD. It's kind of a video scrapbook of his time in the Marines, set to rock music. In one scene, guys in full gear are shooting at targets shaped roughly like human silhouettes.
I mean, this is just a collection of different days at the range, so that is it's called a SAW, squad automatic weapon. This was our Op 4 weapon training, so it was learning.
A big part of all this training, these hours at the shooting range, is safety, because when people get reckless with guns.
For the record, I have been shot before.
You were shot where?
In my middle finger.
You were shot in your middle finger?
Yeah,
oh, there's a scar there.
So it hit the back of my knuckle here. And then it came.
It was a bullet, accidentally fired from the rifle of a fellow Marine while Wigg was on patrol in Iraq. Wigg says the guy was ignoring safety protocol and shot a round clean through his finger without breaking a bone.
It's extremely amazing. The doctor said that I was the luckiest person in Iraq that day, that I still had my finger attached.
It's this story that reminds me Wigg's experience with guns is unique. He carried a loaded gun as part of his job for months on end to guard against the very real danger that somebody would try to kill him. He was trained until his gun became an extension of his body, trained to where he dreamt of the training itself, and he trained to do what many hunters and sportsmen are trained not to do, to shoot other people.
I'd say that, you know, once you get out past that 50-yard distance, you know, like you can't see faces and you can't, you know, it makes it a little easier to not have that emotional connection.
Wigg says he knows that doesn't sound politically correct, but that lack of emotion, dehumanizing, he calls it, that was part of his training too. Now that he's out of the Marine Corps, he says he's able to think of his enemies differently.
I know that they all have the same feelings and families and things like that, and that's part of war, and that's the stuff that you don't have time to think about at the time, and you spend the rest of your life dealing with.
On a recent weeknight, Wigg takes me to an indoor range in Lombard. The ground is littered with spent shell casings, and the air is so thick with gunpowder you can taste it, sweet, in the back of your throat.
Good ammo. You don't get the taste, you just get that good nostalgic smell that you think of.
Wig says he's still nostalgic about those long hours at the military range shooting off thousands of rounds. But now he shoots with his friends just a couple of times a month, mostly for the fun of it. He and a buddy, another ex-Marine, argue over who shot which holes through a silhouette-shaped paper target.
No, I'm pretty sure this is all me right here, at least.
Hey, I thought I saw him pulling a gun. He's pulling a gun from behind his hip.
After a stressful day, you know, this is a really good way to blow off some steam. It's good guy time to just shoot the shit. Make fun of each other.
But for Wig, this is more than just a night with the guys. He believes carrying a concealed weapon is a right, one he soon hopes to exercise in Illinois.
You know, I spent 4 years training to handle those situations. You know, with the number of highly trained veterans there are out there, you know, for them to be armed in a situation where you need a good guy to be armed, your chances are better when the good guys are armed.
Wig says that familiar refrain, only a good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun, it appeals to his sense of duty, even if he no longer wears a uniform. I'm Alex Keefe.